The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. A look now at our stories. More oil marketing firms are reducing prices of petroleum products at the pumps. Star Oil followed Goil this morning by reducing its prices into the 13 cedis range per litre mark. George Yaffe has more.
Star Oil is selling a litre of petrol at 13 Ghana cedis, 65 pesos, representing 10 pesos reduction from the price it was selling the product some 2 weeks ago. Diesel, on the other hand, is going for 13 Ghana cedis, 85 pesos per litre from the old price of 14 Ghana cedis, 2 pesos. Joy Business is also learning that Star Oil is embarking on another strategy where in some parts of the country it has lowered its prices further from the one that it earlier announced this morning, in a move that the company has described as promotional prices. At some of these locations in the country, a litre of petrol is going for 13 Ghana cedis, 31 pesos. Diesel is going for 13 Ghana cedis, 57 pesos. Price quotes of Star Oil are far lower than the 14 Ghana cedis range the Goil announced earlier this morning, in a move that has been classified as price war between the top two oil marketing firms in the country. Market watchers are linking the reduction to a slowdown in the cedis rate of depreciation against the dollar over the past 2 weeks, as well as the continuous drop in the prices of crude oil on the international market.
George Yaffe filed that report. The Bui Power Authority has recorded $157 million in revenue for the year 2023, representing a drop of about 1% of revenue realized the previous year, 2022. This is partly influenced by low supply of energy onto the national transmission system. In 2022, the authority ended the year with a revenue of $158.8 million. Speaking at this year's annual general meeting in Accra, Chief Executive of the authority, Kofi Jamesi, said effective cost measures impacted positively on the company's net profit, which stood at $30.6 million from the previous year's amount of $79.2 million.
Our supply of 1,516 gigawatts of energy onto the national interconnected transmission system for the year was 2% lower than that of the preceding year, which still remains our all-time high of 1,547 gigawatt hour. This translated into a total revenue of $157.1 million, which was lower than the previous year's revenue of $158.8 million, representing a decrease of 1%. However, stringent cost containment over the period impacted positively on net profit, resulting in an increase of 1.8% from $79.2 million in 2022 to $80.6 million in 2023.
Now, economist Professor Patrick Esuming has advised government to go back to measures that will improve foreign exchange earnings to cushion government with its foreign debt payment. He gave the advice after the debt level in cedis went up due to exchange rate volatilities. Speaking to Joy Business, he cautioned that the country will struggle if it only relies on domestic revenue to pay the debt with inflows from export. He believes this can reduce the rate of depreciation.
Now, outside of the data presented by the Finance Ministry, if you look at the most recent data on the debt released by the Bank of Ghana, you notice that the external debt between the end of last year and June this year, it has increased by less than $1 billion. But in CD terms, the external component had increased more than 100 billion CDs. So that tells you that, you know, the depreciation of the currency is really a big explanation.
Now, financial analyst Professor Williams Pripra has called for measures to check inflation as government announces plans to pay locked-up funds of customers of defunct fund management companies. The finance minister last week announced that the Securities and Exchange Commission will release 700 million cedis to the customers, including customers of Black Shield fund management companies. Even though Professor Pripra lauded the move, he is, however, of the view that measures must be put in place to check inflation.
Good news coming in, some money being released to pay for people who have their investment locked up. This is going to help solve a lot of financial challenges that Ghanaians are facing. We know, especially Black Shield or Gold Coast investors, this is coming at a good news and at the right time. The only caution is that as these funds are released, it may have a ripple effect of causing an inflationary pressures, and also a little bit of putting, if these investors decide to also go in the line of investing in other foreign currencies, may cause a little bit devaluation. So, I mean, this is good news, but its effect is that if it's not well managed, it may lead up to increasing inflation moving up.
Professor Williams Pipra is a financial analyst. Now, the Ghana Association of Savings and Loans Companies has welcomed the decision by the Development Bank Ghana to support savings and loans companies in their quest to cushion SMEs. According to the Executive Secretary, Chinubu Akodiabuache, member companies are willing to take advantage of such initiatives to push for economic growth through the private sector. He spoke to Joy Business at the Association's awards event.
Yes, you realize that there are some of our institutions who have already been benefiting from the funds that are made available through the Development Bank of Ghana. And so DBG has started, and some of our institutions are already benefiting from this wholesale credit facility. So that our institutions who know how to deliver credit best will now deliver this credit to businesses, to households, to propel the economy. And so this is something that we welcome it. And our institutions, we encourage all our institutions to take advantage of these facilities for growth.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. To one of our headline stories, Virgin Atlantic has announced that it is returning to Ghana as it's set to relaunch services between Accra London route. Now, the airline in a statement this afternoon noted that daily services will, however, commence from May 1, 2025, in what industry watchers say may provide the needed competition on the Accra London Accra route. Leading real estate company Elegant Home says it is poised to provide quality and affordable home and construction service to patrons. Prospective customers will enjoy 1% or 10% discount on all services. Ahead of the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair, Executive Director of Elegant Homes, Dorothy Kwashi, tells us what customers should expect at the fair.
Elegant Homes has been in the industry for about 20 years now. We have executed some landmark projects like Regional Administrative Office for the Lands Commission of Ghana, five-story lecture block and five-story library complex for the University of Professional Studies, and some other recognizable projects. Visit us at the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair 2024 and then enjoy a 10% discount from us. You get a free video doorbell, you get a fitted kitchen, and then the icing on the cake is that we will connect your house with internet for free.
And visit the Ecobank Joy News Mini Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall. The fair starts from 13 to 15 September from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, and admission is free. Be there to engage with various stakeholders in the housing value chain. Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab.